Hi, I'm Josh Peck, and I was just on this new podcast called The Vile Files. It dropped today, and you know what I realized? Shorts was a bad decision.
Why?
I wore shorts in the podcast, and all I can do is stare at my legs, and you know what? I don't love them.
You have the thickest thighs in the world. They're hot.
I know. I think I have, like, hottie thick boy legs, but maybe I'm deceiving myself.
No, they're, like, super powerful. You look like a power lifter.
Okay, say more.
You look like a power lifter. I feel like I'm watching ESPN when you walk in the room.
Thank you so much. God bless you. But here, let me show you a clip and you can tell me what you think. Because I don't know. I got a wave of insecurity.
Thank you so much. Sorry,
I'm
just
going to.
Look at
those things. It was bad, right? Why?
Because you don't wear shorts on a full body camera interview. That's like Hollywood 101.
What a jerk I am. What a dumb idiot. You know, I wore shorts on Tiger Belly, too.
And that's a full body cam also?
Guess so, kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's uncomfortable to look at.
Is it?
Super.
Dang it. How did I not know that?
I mean, that's why we don't do video here, because we're both pantsless. We don't want to make the viewer feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not putting on boxer briefs for you.
No, of course. Let it breathe.
It's funny, because I feel like you are like, look at the glass half full type of guy. And in this, you're like, no, this was a mistake. I really was like, these legs are going to do some talking. Like, these legs are going to, my legs are my statement piece.
Did you go in thinking about it already?
I thought I looked great.
Really?
It was a total mistake. And even my face looked kind of fat. I wasn't happy with the whole thing.
No, you look hot always. Have you ever watched a movie of yourself and you're like, ooh, that was really bad?
Yeah, I mean, I have long hair in Red Dawn. I feel like I harp on Red Dawn too much.
Yeah, everyone loves that movie.
I don't know about everyone, but, and by everyone, I mean me. But yeah, I have long hair in it, which was a total mistake. There are certainly some hair faux pas that I've had. But otherwise, it's whatever. My face is my face. I think age is realizing that your face is your face and your body is your body. And there's not much you can do about it, no matter how hard you try.
You ever going to do Botox?
Yeah, maybe. You? Armpits. Been there,
I would.
Done that. Groupon.
I have a forehead vein. I don't know how to get rid of it.
That's just what happens. I have one too.
Yeah, but mine comes out when I'm really stressed.
Same here. That's how forehead veins roll.
Do they ever go away?
No, it's anatomical. It supplies blood to your face.
If I can figure out a way to cut that out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against you cutting it out. Sometimes I worry about like those big fat veins. Like, if you ever cut one?
Oh, you're done.
You're not dead.
If you cut your forehead vein,
it's not an artery.
Dude, if we were WWE wrestlers, we'd have the bloodiest matches because we'd have to cut our foreheads.
I know. Wait, so explain that about, like, I mean, is that still in professional wrestling?
No more. Back in the day during the Attitude Era on WWE, which everyone's probably skipping this part of the podcast, they would always cut their foreheads with, what are they? Not hand blades.
Like a razor blade.
Yeah.
They would like hide it in the tape of their gloves.
Right. And then when they're knocked down, they pull it out and they slice their forehead and then they come up and they're like gushing blood. Dude, we'd be a fountain.
And think about how, like, at this point, right, they've been wrestling for 20 minutes, so everything is pumping. Their heart is pumping through their chest, so blood is going everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's why life is so weird. Because, like, think about the commitment you have until you make it to the WWE to be cutting your forehead in the ballroom of a Hampton Inn. Like, you are in the ballroom of a Ramada fighting some guy named, like Captain Cornhole. You've got a bunch of inbred people watching you, screaming for you. People who like wear Depends non-ironically. And you're like, I know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to cut my forehead with this dirty razor blade so I can add to the drama of this match.
It could go sour so easily.
Yeah, I'm sure it does all the time.
Hmm.
What about when they just jump onto like a bed of tacks?
Or light tubes? How do they smash you? Should we stop talking about wrestling or keep going?
I don't know. Are people uninterested in this?
Message us if you don't want to hear wrestling, and don't message us if you do want to hear wrestling.
Bomb.
Okay, so how do they get hit with light tubes? Because those things explode.
Yeah, the halogen light tubes. I mean, obviously, they must not be as sharp as we think, or are they? Here's the thing. I think you can do a breaking, swinging motion, but then once it's broken, or even before it's broken, you can't do a stabbing motion.
No, you black out during that part of training. Was it stab or hit?
Yikes. That's a tough one. It's hard to know.
Speaking of blood, I just gave blood to go get everything checked for myself. And this old man comes up to me and he goes, can you help me check in? So I looked at him and I said, no.
You said no?
Yeah, I don't want to help the elderly.
Stop. You said yes.
I got someone else to help him.
Why? You can't?
COVID.
COVID.
I don't want to get sick.
What a joke. Stop it. What was the real reason?
Seriously, I don't like getting that close to people.
Give me a big break.
Oh my God. You would be the one who's anti-COVID, mister. I'm going to eat your ice cream and give you COVID.
You know what, Joe? I'm going to tell you something really honestly.
I don't want to hear it.
You're the problem.
Why?
Because it's so hypocritical.
How?
Were you worried about that being smashed in coach on your way to Hawaii the other day?
No.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. If there was ever a vector for transmission, it'd be a 5-hour flight in coach to Hawaii, and you're worried about helping the elderly. Ah, you're a selfish jerk.
Let's get into this.
Yeah.
Coach and first class is a very big price difference.
Regardless, let's talk about your COVID denial.
What do you want to talk about first? Because this coach and first class debate, I can go all day.
I will say that I do sound like a super limousine liberal 1%er talking about first class and coach. I think you know me. Look at the way I dress. Look at me. I don't pay for anything. I don't spend money on myself at all.
No.
Really, at all.
Josh got his wallet stolen the other day, and it was a Gucci?
It was a Louis Vuitton wallet that I've had for 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years, but he didn't even replace it with another, like, designer one. He just used one that he got for a free sponsorship, I noticed.
Ridge Wallet. Shout out Ridge, not a fucking sponsor of this podcast. Let's go, Ridge.
Where do you sleep it on?
What, you don't like money? you don't like huge promotion? This podcast is crushing it right now. We're on some charts. I don't know the charts, but we're on them. You know what it is about me, and I know how I sound being this guy? I don't care. Like, I do these college gigs where I'll go all over the country. Recently, I was in Pennsylvania at Lafayette University or at Bryant University in Rhode Island, and I will happily stay at a Marriott. Sometimes I prefer a Marriott Courtyard, the commuter Marriott. I'm pleased. $150, $199 a night.
Does free breakfast decide where you stay?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because I always skip breakfast anyway, so I don't even go there.
But, you know, I thought that too. You should see these breakfasts.
Yeah, but some of them are such a letdown.
A lot of them are letdowns, but they've really stepped up. The entire Marriott franchise is really, I just want to get in good with Marriott. But, like, I walked in the other day and I was like, wow, let me walk you through the offering, because this is the kind of podcasting I listen to. I walk in, I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. Shout out Spring Hill Suites in Roanoke. And there was this lovely serving dish with eggs, beautiful scrambled eggs.
Is it the big silver one with the flame under it, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, chafing dish.
Okay.
Then you've got sausage.
Ooh.
Then an assortment of pastries, breads, bagels, toasts, Danish.
But how much are you really filling up on? Because when you're at home, you don't really eat that much for breakfast.
I'm eating a lot.
Okay.
Right?
This is a treat?
No, because now I'm doing cost plus averaging. And what's I'm that? Like, if I eat enough of this for breakfast.
I don't have to have lunch?
Yeah. And I'm only paying for dinner. Daddy's having steak. So there are even little packets of Nutella. I was like, oh my God, my son would love this. It was fun. There was an assortment of drinks, nonstop coffee. A lot of these places now, other than like traditional Marriott's, they'll have coffee all day. Hot Starbucks coffee for your liking whenever you want it in the lobby.
The best is when they place it by the elevator. You're going up to your room, grab a quick sip. Mm.
I mean, I could easily spend $9 in coffee on the road, like two iced coffees a day. Maybe 12 if I go to like a bougie hipster place.
At what point
At
what point in your career do you switch from taking flights to a Greyhound bus to save $150?
Hopefully never. So that's my one indulgence, is like, I don't care about, like, I like staying at a nice hotel, but I don't care, especially in these cities. I'd rather stay by the airport. But the one indulgence, extravagance, is I like to fly nicely.
Right.
I think it changes everything.
When you go out by yourself, do you treat yourself to a super nice meal?
I would. Yeah. But a lot of times I don't want to sit there alone.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't want to sit. Like, if there's a place, Like, what I love to do, this is what I loved. This is what I did at Bryant University recently.
Where's that?
It's in Rhode Island.
Okay.
So I flew into Boston. I have it all worked out. I fly into Boston on the red eye. Okay? First class.
I wish I could be your day-to-day manager.
Oh, it's best. My brother was like, why don't you use a travel agent? Like, it's 30 bucks a trip. I'm like, because I like to find the deals, baby.
Right.
Like, I like to do the busy work of this.
Yes.
So I get on the flight.
First class.
First class, Delta One, but I found a good deal.
Free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi, but I'm asleep. Don't matter, baby.
Okay.
So it's a five-hour flight to Boston, fully flatbed. Nice. I got the eye mask. I got the ear protection. I put my mouth guard in.
What time are you leaving?
I'm leaving around 10. I don't want to leave later than that.
A.M.?
No, 10 p.m. It's a red eye.
Oh, you do red eyes. Okay.
Exactly. I got a kid.
Okay.
So I'm wearing athleisure. I'm at a good temperature. Mouth guard in. Hope in my heart. Let's go.
You getting recognized a lot in the airport?
Trying to keep a low pro.
Hat?
Hat, mask.
Sunglasses?
No, but I go to the lounge.
Oh, Delta has a private lounge.
Go to the lounge. Okay. Okay. Amex Platinum member. Shout out.
You getting recognized by TSA?
Usually. So you arrive in, I mean, I'm so proud of this one. This was a really good one. You arrive in Boston, 5:30, 6 a.m. Rent a car right away. Hertz, gold member. Go right up to the board.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to nobody.
You don't even need to wait in the regular line.
You see your name on the board. Mm-hmm. They go, pick any car in row 7.
Is that, do you pay for that?
Nope.
I'm just
in good standing. Amex Platinum.
Oh, I have that too. So I have Hertz.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Treat yourself.
Okay.
People hate this section of the podcast. They're like these fucking one percenters.
Now.
They get it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking about PJs. We're talking about Hertz Gold member. I'm talking about getting not a compact car, but like a Ford Escape.
This is a Ralph's club card to save that coupon of 15 cents.
So then I drive right to the airport hotel. And it's somewhere within like a couple miles. Why? Why, you may ask? Because.
Wait, let me ask. Why?
Funny you should ask. I've reserved the room for the night before. Why, you may ask?
Oh, so you can just go in the morning.
That's exactly right. Because check-in's at 3 o'clock. What am I going to do? It's 6 a.m. Tired.
Right.
And have a great rest on the plane. Pretty good.
Do they ever give your room away?
No, because you alert them over the Marriott Bonvoy app. Hey, I'm going to be getting in early in the morning.
You take advantage of all the bells and whistles of companies.
Don't reset my room. It's happened before. Joshy, not happy.
Do you get super annoyed?
Yeah, I was like, what? You did what? And they were like, well, you have to tell us because if you don't show up by 2 a.m., we assume you're not coming.
Right.
I was like, good point.
But they still charge you for it.
Oh, yeah.
So why would I don't get why they cancel it.
Because they assume you're a no-show, but they're still within their right to gouge you.
That's messed up.
So drive to the airport. This one was a Fairfield, I believe it was, all within the Marriott family.
I love Fairfield.
I go. Park the car, go upstairs, right upstairs, strip, get naked, get under them sheets.
Oh, you don't shower after a flight?
Nah.
Disgusting.
And I go right to bed.
Really? Ugh, you're bathing in germs.
6 to 10, 6 to 11, get another 5 hours. At this point, I'm well rested.
Are you on melatonin or anything?
Yeah, I've taken something on the flight, CBD, melatonin, so I still got it pumped. But I don't want to retake anything because I also know I have to drive when I land.
Right, right, right. And what time do you normally have to get to the school?
Usually I have to get there about an hour before at like 6.
At night?
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I wake up at noon. No, I'll wake up earlier now. Probably like if I'm down, usually I'm in the room by 7, let's say. So I'll probably sleep to like 11-ish.
Okay. Air conditioning high.
Highest setting it goes.
You bring in snacks with you? Does Josh Peck carry a pack of M&Ms with him on the way there?
There's mixed nuts in my bag. But mind you, right? I get in at 7. Fairfield's already serving breakfast. A breakfast I'm entitled
to. Shut up.
So what do I do?
No, you don't.
Get a couple snackies. Couple road snacks.
Road croissants?
Room snacks.
Room croissants?
Oh, yeah. Bananas, couple drinks, maybe a cranberry cocktail.
You doing the hot dish or nah? Too much?
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe that's crazy.
Okay.
So I'm going to get all that, right? So that's waiting for me when I wake up because I'm going to be famished. I just traveled. So, so then go right down to the gym when I wake up, right? Right down to the gym.
Pre-workout?
Hardcore. No, I'm getting coffee from here's what I'm doing. I'm either getting coffee from the lobby or I grab an energy drink that I got in the airport on my way to the rental car.
Red Bull, Rockstar, Celsius?
Ideally a Bang. Ideally a Celsius.
You're a Bang guy?
Bang, Bang.
No way.
I'm a Celsius guy, but in those positions, I'm going Bang.
Why?
Because it's 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Three cups of coffee.
Yeah, and it's got that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm tired. I flew. So I'm getting in a good hotel workout. I'm doing 20 minutes on the elliptical, warm up, 50-minute weight workout. It's an hour and 10 minutes if you do the math.
You're on your phone. You're changing songs, picking podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, not the whole time. You know, you need a break. Yeah, I'm checking Twitter.
It boils down to like a 25-minute workout.
I'm getting it in, trust me. But I got the Tabata app going. I got my timer app going. So it's like constantly giving me a bell like, go, work out, knock it out. I know I got a 20-second rest. Boom, TikTok.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'm in Boston, right? Go shower.
You're in Rhode Island.
No, I flew into Boston. Rhode Island's an hour away. But when you get hip, you got to know, am I going to fly into Rhode Island? I'm going to have to take a connecting flight, and it's not going to be a bed flight, right? So that means I'm going to have to go through Detroit. I'm going to have to fly on an older jet from LAX to Detroit, and then I'm going to have to wait 2 hours, fly to Rhode Island, get in at like 9 a.m.,
Oh, but you're not doing that.
There's no direct flight from LAX to Providence.
Got it.
So you fly to a major hub because, A, you know that they've got the night that good first class.
Right.
That good.
The one thing you splurge on.
Which, by the way, like, I won't do it. Like, at any given time, a round-trip ticket from, like, LAX to Boston first class can be $3,000, mm-hmm. and it can be $1,200. I won't do it if it's more than $1,800. Okay. Now, yes, I could spend $450 and fly coach.
Right.
But again, I'm being paid to go to the place.
This is for work. So I get it. I totally get it.
It's not a vacation.
And you're at work, you're making $20,000 for the appearance.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to confirm it.
And I'm saving on breakfast.
Guys, I don't know how much he makes either. He won't tell me.
Saving on coffee. Saving on the Fairfield. I'm saving. I'm not getting a big car. What would I like? A friggin' Chevy Tahoe. What do I get? A Ford Escape. Okay? I'm getting a grandma car.
Do you ever treat yourself to a convertible while you're there?
Never a convertible. Sometimes I treat myself to a minivan.
Feel like you're at home?
No, I just like a big car. No, if I was going to treat myself, I'd get a Chevy Tahoe. I like a big ass SUV, especially on those big Americana roads.
You wouldn't do a Mustang convertible?
I wouldn't do that in my real life,
right?
Let alone my indulging, fun business trip life.
Can you imagine driving on the 101 and seeing Josh Peck pass you in a convertible?
Did you know that there was a girl on my way to Rhode Island who I just didn't even chat with that much because I think I was picking my nose as she came up to my car and saw me as I was driving. No, I'm sorry. I was driving to Lafayette University in a minivan and she was like, I'm a modeler.
Yo, the best is when you do these college things and people message me after, like, I just saw Josh talk at my school.
I just love when I bring your name up in these scenarios because either it's going to be like I just mentioned Justin Bieber or three people are going to go, woo. You just don't know.
Okay. So you're driving there.
So now
you're in Boston. You're driving to Rhode Island.
I've worked out. I've sweated out all the melatonin, all the flight. I'm fresh, baby.
Yeah.
I got 300 milligrams of Bang in my system. Let's go.
That's insane.
So I shower, do the due diligence. Now it's like two. Let's assume I don't want to go do anything, right? So I'm like hanging out at the hotel. I'm getting hungry, right? I've had a couple apps from the hotel breakfast the night before. But I'm hungry. It's Boston, great Italian. And I go, well, I got an hour drive to Rhode Island.
You're stopping at a McDonald's.
I should leave at 4, right? If I got to be there by 6, I should make sure that, you know, it's also commuting time. I don't want to. So it's 2 now.
Big question.
Yeah.
When you do the rental car, does Josh Peck choose the option where he has to fill up the gas before he comes back, or does it he can just drive
you
down?
Never prepay gas.
Okay.
That is a big waste of money.
Okay. Do you do insurance?
No, decline everything. I'm hashtag decline everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I going to spend next 30, 40 bucks a day?
Yeah.
They still offer GPS in the cars where they're like, hey, do you want a Hertz GPS system for 18 bucks? I'm like, an external Garmin? No, I think I'll pass. I have a cellular phone. By the way, I need a car with Apple CarPlay.
You need that.
No matter what. Non-negosh. Gotta happen, because I don't want to be looking at, like, I don't know where I am.
Right.
I don't want to be looking at my phone. I need it right on the screen because I'm Captain Safety. Yes, I text and drive anyway. So now I know, I've done a bit of research, and I know that Boston has great Italian food. The North End, it's famous.
You're passing an Olive Garden.
No. So I go to the best Italian restaurant that's open at 2.
You eat your live show appearance with thousands of kids with Italian food?
Yeah.
That's heavy.
But you gotta understand, there's a system here.
What are you, doing pasta?
There's a method to the madness.
Don't tell me you're doing cheese and pasta.
I'm doing chicken. I'm doing penne vodka with chicken.
Oh.
Grilled chicken?
No, that's fine. But isn't it heavy on your stomach?
Who cares? I just had a workout. And I deserve it. So I go, first I go to
I deserve it.
Yes. First I go to Mike's Pastry, which is famous for cannolis.
Okay.
And I go, and you know, in LA, we're starved for good Italian delicacies like this, right?
For sure.
There's no good rainbow cookies in Burbank. You cannot get yourself a cannoli in Encino, right?
Giada is a really good Italian place. We haven't done that yet, right?
We have done it.
The sandwiches. We did sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was great.
It was fine.
Amazing.
Shout out Giada. So I go to Mike's Pastry. Check the pic.
Yep.
Check
Josh has a pic. Can I see the date?
Can you see the what?
The date. Wait, what does the time?
252.
Yep. Josh is not lying about this. He is not lying about it at all.
Told you.
Wow. North End. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So that happens. And then, so this is what I have. This is on the seat next to me, right?
Josh has. Oh, wow. Josh has three beautiful cannolis. Interesting. You opted for the chocolate dipped one.
Oh, my fave.
Chocolate dipped cannoli with chocolate chips on the side with the cream. And then one standard one with no chocolate chips. And another cannoli with the chocolate chips on the side. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You need variety. Are you eating all three of these?
No. Because the first one made me really sick. Not that it was bad. It was so good. It was just so rich.
Right. Okay.
So now my favorite thing. What do I have? I got a car. I got podcasts. I got Apple CarPlay.
Oh my God, you're thriving.
I've got chicken and pasta.
Are you working or on vacation?
I've got Caesar salad. I got many drinks from the hotel breakfast.
Okay.
Right? I hooped a couple canned drinks too, portable. Right? A couple waters from the gym.
Yeah.
Right? And I got eclairs and cannolis. I didn't show you the eclairs. They were there too. So, and I got an hour drive ahead of me, baby. I'm eating, going 60 on the 95 freeway.
Are you in the fast lane or the slow lane?
Middle.
Okay.
I'm eating. Listening to pods, eating great food.
Guys, Josh has like a standard of life that he sticks to, and it keeps him happy, which is why I'm so intrigued about how you do these things.
What is my standard of life?
It's like you have your guidelines of like, okay, if I'm driving an hour, I'm in the middle lane. And I know you're not like joking. You're not in the fast lane. You're not in the slow lane. You're in the middle and you're eating and you're listening to your podcast. And that's what you do every time you go speak at a college.
Ideally. Because A, I love a multitask. I love, you know, knocking out more than one thing at a time.
You're being productive.
Yeah, because I'm like, I could be sitting in a restaurant right now, kind of feeling alone. And like, yeah, the food would be a little better because it'd come out hot. But like, I also, people might be looking at me and it's an hour. Like, otherwise, I'm going to have to drive anyway. And I get the delicious food I'd be eating anyway. But I'm doing it at the same time. It just seems like a real no-brainer.
So you get to the school?
Get to the school. Schools, they almost always go well. Not that I'm so great, but I kind of at this point know what they want to hear. And I try to be in service to the students, like give them a lot of like positive takeaways and things to make. It used to be for the first few years I did it, it was all about me and like making them laugh and killing it. Now I'm like, nah, these kids are like anywhere from 18 to 22, traditionally, a couple 5-year seniors.
Shout out me.
But I try to leave them with like something as a 35-year-old guy who they potentially watched growing up, something to make them feel, you know, better about life. So I do that, usually finish around 9. It's going to be an hour drive back. At this point, I'm contemplating eating again. I never do.
You're walking into campus. Is your name on the marquee?
Usually.
You love that?
I just care if it's sold out.
And are they normally?
Almost always.
Wow.
Recently, not. University of Kentucky, a little light. But then I did Lafayette University the next day. And it just depends. It depends on what's going on at the school. It depends.
You ever do that one live appearance and you're like, you guys want me for another? Yeah. Just trying to squeeze out some more money from the school.
No, but I used to do this thing where I would go and talk shit about whoever the rival school was.
Like, yeah.
I'd end the performance being like, and you know what? Fuck, you know, Montclair State. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm using that just because you're here. And I was like, oh, I'm literally shooting myself in the foot for that.
The next school doesn't want you.
And who could blame them? Can you imagine they like book me and then just viral around campus as a video of me saying like, screw USC. Like, that would be a bad idea. And then I drive back. My mom wants to talk after every show and hear how it went. I don't do it. I don't call her. I don't give her that.
Really?
It's too stressful.
Why?
Because this is what she wants to know. You're me.
Sure. Look at this cannoli chocolate.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Did they love my son?
Shut up.
Did they love my son?
Yes, Mom.
So you got there, then what?
The same thing happened every time. I get there, they walk me in, I'm in the dressing room.
They were happy to see you?
Yeah, Mom.
What'd you have? Did they have a spread in the dressing room?
You don't try and divert the conversation, right? Or you just respond and...
I just get cold and short.
Yeah. I always divert the conversation, ask the question back.
Right. Like, how so? Here, I'll be my mom.
Yeah.
So, what did they have? Did they have some kind of food spread in the dressing room?
Yeah, it was good. Did your health insurance ever come in yet?
What are you talking about my health insurance? This is about you, baby, my famous son. I don't do that with her anymore.
My famous son.
She always wants to know how to go. What did they say? It's like a whole thing.
Would you be upset if you came here and she was just here?
If my mom was here?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're not going to contact my mother. Joke's on you because you have stairs. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Mom. She's the best. I wish she's not the most mobile and she's literally the greatest. And I literally want to annoy my mom and make her come to every park session with Max, every Little League game, every like I want to take her to the movies. There's so much I want to do with her, but she's 77. So she just kind of chills.
Yeah.
She's the best.
She is.
Shout out. And then I go back to the hotel. And I probably record a podcast with you because we're probably late.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the first flight out the next morning.
Wow.
Like the 6 a.m.
This is one of my favorite pods.
Why?
I don't know. It was just so fun. Like hearing what you actually do.
Giving you a play-by-play?
Yeah.
And then I have to go get Max some toy and I usually always forget. Although recently when I was at Lafayette University, because what I'll also do is, and you know me, I'll look at like, because you know, it's Americana for days. So I'd be like, what's the hot fast food in this area? Like,
you bring him back fast food?
No, but I will see like what like fun store do I want to go into to buy him something.
That's what I loved when my dad would go on business trips. My favorite thing was what he would bring back for me. And he knows whether it's a keychain or like a little statue that he got on the street. You should take care of your son.
I just went to Walmart. Because I know what he wants. I know he wants like one of those little mystery balls that like breaks open. And
those eggs?
Yeah.
Well, those are sick.
I know, but they have small ones because I won't get him the $40 one, but I'll get him like the $8 one.
Fuck. Can I do a kids toy review with your son?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And then, so we'll do that. And then, yeah. And then I'll check out what they have. Recently, I've gone to a Dairy Queen after, a Dairy Queen drive-thru, which was glorious.
That's on the way back to the airport?
That's on the way back to the hotel, yeah.
Oh, to celebrate.
Or there
Because you deserve it.
Yeah. And when I did Eastern Tennessee State University, there was a place called Pal's, which was a fast food restaurant that's only in like Johnson City, Tennessee. Excellent.
Really?
And then they also had a Bojangles, which I ate at before. Excellent.
I went to Bojangles once. Not a fan.
I mean, it's just fried chicken, right?
That theirs did not sit well with me. The one I went like 12 years ago, but it did not sit well with me.
Huh.
You know who you should shout out? What? CC's Endless Pizza Pasta Buffet.
I could eat that all day.
$5, endless pizza pasta. It's the best.
Well, because the margins on pizza and pasta are astronomical.
I don't know how they're still in business.
They're just crushing it, hard body karate. Whereas Soup Plantation died in COVID, and it hurts me every day to remember that there's no more Soup Plantation.
That's a restaurant?
Yes, it was like updated soup and salad buffet restaurant with pizza, with random focaccia and desserts, a soft serve station, get your own soda, make your own, you know, tower of salad, go up as many times as you want for like $12.
You
want
to know my favorite chain restaurant?
Dying to.
On the next episode of Male Models.
Wait, I even have a better cliffhanger, something I wanted to talk on this ep, but we'll talk about it in the next one.
Okay, so I'll just say Spaghetti Factory. I've never been, but I really want to try it. What's yours?
I've been to Spaghetti Factory. It's awesome. Recently, I had to go record a podcast, but I really had to go pee-pee and poo-poo, and I've been driving really, really long. And so I went into this warehouse because I thought that's where the podcast was. I didn't know they shared the warehouse with a whole other company. And I went into the wrong door and used the wrong restroom with a very, very thin wall where everyone heard what happened in there. And I'll tell you what happened on the next episode of
Male Models. That's a good one.
Thanks.